Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, October 6, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The president leaves the hospital for the White House. A Washington Post columnist wants to defund the hospital. COVID causes a spike in depression among teenagers. The Senate moves forward on the president's Supreme Court nominee. Murders in New York City already surpass last year. Also ahead, the truth about Hunter Biden and why it matters. But first, President Trump ending his stay at Walter Reed Medical Center after 3 days of treatment for COVID. President telling Americans, quote, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. I feel better than I did 20 years ago," unquote. Mr. Trump was hospitalized Friday after experiencing a sudden drop in his blood oxygen level. Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin, a Trump hater, is demanding the federal government defund Walter Reed Medical Center for releasing the president. Ms. Rubin calling the doctors there insane. She wants their medical licenses revoked and is demanding Congress eliminate funding for the entire hospital because it's, quote, a public health hazard. New study from the Department of Health and Human Services says there is a spike in clinical depression among America's teenagers, rising from 12% in 2019 to 20% this year. Doctors blaming the contagion, specifically social distancing, isolation, fear for the health of their friends, family, and themselves. Senate Judiciary Committee scheduling formal hearings on the president's Supreme Court nominee. Judge Amy Coney Barrett will appear before lawmakers on October 12th. Congress strictly limiting the number of people allowed in the room to prevent another COVID outbreak in Washington. Homicides in New York City topping last year's total already, and it's just October. The NYPD recorded 51 murders in September, pushing the number killed to 344 people, more than all of 2019. If the current trends hold steady, the death toll in New York will easily pass 400 in 2020, the highest in nearly a decade. In a moment, Hunter Biden, did his father enrich him? Does anyone care? Right back with it.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, money. Hunter Biden and his father, the former vice president. Is this a real scandal? Robert Hunter Biden was born February 4th, 1970. He's a lawyer, investment advisor, who is the second son of Joe Biden. He is a founding partner of Rosemont Seneca Partners, an investment firm. Mr. Biden served on the board of Burisma Holdings, a major Ukrainian natural gas producer, from 2014 2019. Prior to that, Hunter Biden had no energy experience whatsoever. But his father, the vice president, was the Obama administration's point man in Ukraine. Hunter Biden made 411 trips to 29 countries during his father's time in the White House. He also made millions and millions of dollars. Hunter Biden received $3.5 million from the wife of a former mayor of Moscow by wire. No one knows what the money was for. he received at least $700,000 from Burisma, and maybe much more. He received $100,000 from the Chinese to go shopping. $100,000 to shop. Hunter Biden accompanied his father on a trip to China in 2013 aboard Air Force Two. He later served on the board of a Chinese private equity fund, allegedly securing a $1.5 billion investment. Said President Trump about this whole thing, quote, when Biden's son walks out of China with $1.5 billion in a fund and he's there for one quick meeting and he flies on Air Force Two, I think that's a horrible thing, unquote. Well, during the first debate in Cleveland, Joe Biden said corruption charges against his son had been, quote, discredited. That's not true. The media has largely ignored the situation because they don't want to hurt Joe Biden. Now, recent Senate documents show Hunter Biden, quote, has sent funds to non-resident alien women in the United States who are citizens of Russia and Ukraine with links to Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking rings, unquote. That is from a Senate report. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky has submitted Hunter Biden to the Department of Justice for a criminal referral. But so far, nothing has come of all this, and the American people remain confused and or apathetic. Did Vice President Biden use his influence and power to enrich his son? If so, that is corruption. Does anyone care? I don't know. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, big bestseller. I think you'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Last week, actor Rick Moranis of Ghostbuster and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids fame was violently attacked near Central Park in New York's Upper West Side, one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the city. Surveillance footage shows a man wearing an I Love New York shirt viciously punching the 67-year-old in the head without any motivation to do that. Mr. Moranis was taken to the hospital and later filed a criminal complaint with the police. The attack could have been racially motivated. As tape shows, the perpetrator is African American. Now, no arrests have been made. Rick Moranis is a good guy. He did not deserve this. Mr. Moranis has lived in New York City for decades and now understands how out of control the city has become. I talked to some police officers in the precinct where Mr. Moranis lives, and they say attacks, random attacks like that, are happening daily. Murders in New York City up 40%, shootings up 130%, shooting victims up 100%, burglaries up 200%, carjackings up 100%. You get the feeling that Mayor de Blasio has lost control of the city? Well, he has. And hundreds of thousands of New York residents are fleeing. The locals aren't just complaining about crime. The latest scourge is rats. Apparently, communist Mayor de Blasio has little interest in picking up the garbage. Governor Cuomo has even threatened to send in the National Guard to do that. Said the governor, quote, garbage is piling up, creating an odoriferous environment because of the garbage piling up. I don't know what's going on in New York City. They can't do it. I've offered to send in the National Guard to pick up the garbage, unquote. Well, Cuomo knows what's going on. It's complete anarchy. The leading factor behind New York's return to the bad old days is leftist leadership that's incompetent, and that includes de Blasio and Cuomo. The real estate market in New York, collapsing. In the neighborhood where Rick Moranis was assaulted, apartment prices down 32% since January. Vacancies up 20%. So, there's plenty of room for the rats, both the rodents and the politicians. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.